The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We are now learning Siman Pei Dalad of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the laws of transferring articles on Shabbos when they are being worn. We explained previously that the Malacha of Hotzah consists of transferring an article either to or from a Rishus HaRabim or within a Rishus HaRabim a span of 4 amos. Now, what is the definition of transferring something? One of the sources that we have about the Malacha of Hotzah can be found in the Pasuk in Nehemiah. This is in Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yutes. It says there, Uminarai Hamanati Alasharim. He says, I stationed some of my youth by the gates, Lo Yovo Masa Biyom HaShabbos, so that no masa, no load, should enter on the day of Shabbos. Meaning that Nehemiah ensured that no one would be carrying a load, a masa, on Shabbos. So the Levush explains that this is the source to tell us that we must distinguish between that which is a load and that which is being worn. In other words, Hotzah is only violated when someone carries a load on Shabbos. But if something is merely being worn, it would not constitute the Torah's definition of Hotzah. There are basically two types of articles that may be worn. The first is clothing. It's known as Derech Malbush. And that is only if the articles are worn in a way that things are normally worn. So, for example, if you wear a scarf, if you wear boots, if you wear a hat, these are all considered clothing. And if, as long as you wear it in a normal way, there's no problem going out with it into a Rishus HaRabim. The second type of articles that may be worn would be a tachshit. A tachshit is literally an enhancement. It's something that adorns or services the body. For example, jewelry would be the classic tachshit. What is interesting is that some articles may be a tachshit for some people, while other people would be chayiv for going out with them, because it has to be a tachshit, an enhancement that is fitting for the person who is wearing it. If it is not fitting for that person, it might actually be usur or even chayiv. What is the reason that it is permitted to wear clothing and tachshitin in the Rishus HaRabim? The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos explains that clothing that is worn on a person's body is subordinate to the body, and is therefore as if the clothing is not being carried at all. The Chayyadam writes the same thing in regard to Tachshitim. So therefore, we would have to say that even clothing in Tachshitim can only be worn, but to carry such articles in one's hands, that would constitute a violation of Hotzah. Similarly, transporting anything that is neither clothing nor a tachshit would be forbidden, even if it is sort of being worn. And we will have to find examples of this as we proceed through the siman. But one thing we have to keep in mind is that even wearing clothing and tachshitim, which would be permitted min haTorah, there are certain circumstances where Chazal forbid it because of a concern that if we would allow people to wear them, they might come to inadvertently carry the items in a Rishus HaRabim. So this would include articles that are loose, that may fall off and thereby be carried, such as someone who's wearing shoes that would be too big for him, as well as the type of articles that someone would be tempted to take off to show to their friend in a Rishus HaRabim, as well as articles that people would laugh at the person wearing them, and because of that, they would be tempted to take it off, in addition to other unique articles of clothing which someone would be tempted to take off in Rosh Hashanah, as it is prescribed by Chazal. So let's start with Halacha Aleph. Kol davar she'eino lo malbush v'lo tachshit, any article that is neither considered clothing nor is it an adornment, asur latseis bo l'Rosh Hashanah, it is forbidden for the person to go out with it into Rosh Hashanah, o l'karmelis, or into a karmelis. As we've pointed out previously, carrying into a Rosh Hashanah, if one is doing it from a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, would be a violation min HaTorah. Or carrying four Amos within a Rosh Hashanah would be a violation min HaTorah. However, carrying two or Carmelis or within a Carmelis would only be an Isser Midrabanan. Ulachain Osir Lotseis Bimachat Hatchuva Bibigdan. Therefore, it is forbidden for a person to go out with a needle that is inserted into his garment. Fa'afilu Bimachat She'ein Banekev, even a needle which has no perforation in it. Because a needle is neither an article of clothing, nor is it an adornment. Va'afilo litzarech levisha, even if the needle is somehow servicing his clothing, yesh lahachmer be'ish, a man should be strict not to go out with it. Now, in the Mishnah Brura, he remains uncertain whether the halacha is this way. But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is paskening that a man should not go out with a needle that's servicing his clothing. About Isha, however, in regard to a woman, Kevin Shederach Hanoshim Lahamid Kishureyem, since it is the manner of women to attach embellishments to their garments, Kigon Hatziifim, for example, an ornamental scarf, Ukadome, Bimachtim, and the like, which she would attach with needles, Muteras Latseis Behen Lutzara Chalavisha. So she would be permitted to go out with such needles that would be needed for her garment. Vidafka Bimachat She'ena Nekuva, and this is only with a needle that does not have an eye. Avalo Bimachat Nekuva, but not with a needle with an eye, because that's certainly not something that it is the way of women to wear as an ornamental piece. It is obvious that if the needle has an eye, it is meant for sewing purposes, which would mean that it has no value on Shabbos, and it cannot be worn. Halacha Beis. Bitachshitin, in regard to ornamental items, yesh gam kein dvarim she'asur Rabbi Seinu zichrono levracha. There are also certain articles that Chazal forbade, Latseis behen b'Shabbos l'Rosh Hashanah, to go out with them on Shabbos to a public domain. Yesh tachshitin she'asru la'anoshim. There are certain types of tachshitin that they forbade men to wear. V'yesh tachshitin she'asru la'anoshim. And there are other tachshitin that they forbade women to wear. V'hainu tachshitin sheyesh lachosh shema tisireim laharosam. We are referring to those ornaments that we're concerned that she might take them off in order to show them to people. V'yachshav nispashet haminag lahatir. And now, today, it has become the widespread custom to permit women to wear jewelry. V'haposkim kosvo tamim lezeh. And the poskim have written a number of reasons for this. The Yare Shemayim Yesh Lo Lahachmer Atzmo, and someone who has fear of heaven should be stringent for himself and not to go out with such jewelry. Uvifrat Yesh Li Hazare, and especially one needs to be careful, Shelo Yetze Ish B'Tabas, that a man should not go out with a ring, she'ein olav chosem pasuach, which doesn't have a seal on it. It's not a signet ring, which meant that it was not typical for men to wear such rings. Umikoshkein shelo yisa etzlo kol kli hashos, and all the more so that a person should not go out with a pocket watch. Va'afilo kashor berevid hazahav, even if it is tied with a golden chain. Shehu nosei al tzavaro, that he wears around his neck. V'hu tachshit, and it is something which is ornament. Even so, such a pocket watch would be forbidden. Avo kli hashos hamunach betoch kis, but the type of pocket watch that remains in the pocket, it's not on a chain, havi masoi, that is certainly considered a load, ve'ein lo heter, and with that, it's not merely a stringency, but al pi halacha, there's no heter to go out with a watch that remains in the pocket. Now, in the Mishnah Berurah, he says that even the pocket watch, which does hang from a chain around a person's neck, would also be forbidden. It would be classified as a masoi as well. Rav Yosef Shaul Nathanson, the author of the Shaul Meshiv, has a tshuva in which he writes a justification to wear a pocket watch on Shabbos. However, in practice, the Mishnah Berurah is machmir, the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch is machmir, the Shmiras Shabbos Kelchasa says we must be strict and we have to follow the strict opinions in this regard, and therefore it would be forbidden for anyone to wear a pocket watch of any type on Shabbos. As far as a standard wrist watch is concerned, the Poskim say that one would be allowed to go out into a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim wearing a watch on their wrist if they would continue to wear it even if the watch would stop functioning, because such a watch would be considered a tachshit. This is the psak halacha of the Shmira Shabbos Kehochasa. There are some poskim that are more lenient than that. For example, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in the Igros Moshe, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is also quoted in the Shmira Shabbos Kehochasa, that any functional wristwatch is always going to be considered an article of clothing, and therefore it may be worn. Even if it is a type of watch that, should it stop, a person would abstain from wearing it. Nevertheless, a watch that is not in operation, either because it was not wound or because there's a malfunction, would be considered muktzah, and it could not even be moved within a Rosh Hashanah Yochid, unless it is made from gold, and someone would regularly wear it as jewelry, even when it is not operable. Halacha Gimel, Mafteach Shel Kesef, a silver key, Afal Pi Shehu Naseh Lihishtamesh Bo, even though it was made for the purpose of using it to open and close doors, Kevan Shehu Gam L'Takshit, since it also serves an ornamental purpose, Nohogim Lotzeis Bo B'Shabbos, it is become the custom that people go out with it on Shabbos. Avol bote einayim, but spectacles, afa pishehein mishu batzos bekesef, even though they are covered with silver, aser lotzeis behem, it is forbidden to go out with them. Before modern eyeglasses were invented, people used to use spectacles that did not rest on the ears. They were either held in place by hand, or they would pinch the nose. It was common that wealthy people would go out with their spectacles in decorative cases that would hang around their necks. The Ramah paskins that there's no justification for going out with such spectacles. In fact, the Chayyadim adds that even if they are worn on the nose, it would be also to wear them because they frequently fall off, and a person is liable to carry them within the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. This is what the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch is discussing over here. However, the modern eyeglasses that do rest on the ears are unlikely to fall off, and therefore the Poskim say that one is allowed to wear them on Shabbos as long as they are functional. Now, this is discussing a person who is visually impaired, who always wears eyeglasses to see how to walk. So he would be allowed to wear them in the Rosh Hashanah. But the Aruch HaShulchan paskins that it is forbidden for a person to go out with reading glasses, since a person is likely to carry them. Bifocals, on the other hand, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says is no problem wearing them. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa adds another point here. He says eyeglasses that are worn not for vision correction, but for aesthetic purposes, may also be worn because that qualifies as a takshit. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach suggests that in a bona fide Rishus HaRabim, it would be forbidden to wear such glasses in the rain because one might come to carry them. How about sunglasses? According to Rav Yashiv, sunglasses may not be worn in a Rishus HaRabim since they do not qualify as an article of clothing. However, in the Shmir HaShabbos Kilchasa, he paskins that prescription sunglasses may be worn in Rosh Hashanah. However, non-prescription sunglasses may not be worn because there is a concern that when one enters a shady area, they might come to carry them. In regard to contact lenses, the Shmir HaShabbos Kilchasa says that they may be worn in Rosh Hashanah by those people who are already accustomed to wearing them. But a beginner who is the first few times wearing contact lenses, there might be a concern that he might take them off in Rosh Hashanah and come to carry them. Halacha Dalid, Asur Leisha, Lases Beged Out Si'ifa. It is forbidden for a woman to go out into a Rosh Hashanah with a garment that is covering her scarf. V'chein Ha'ish, and the same thing would be true for a man to go out with a garment, al hakova shalal, which is covering his hat, mipnei hagashamim, in order to protect their clothing from rain. She'ein zed derech malbush, because this is not the way that one wears clothing. V'im kavan oson shalal yitzaru oson hagashamim, if their intent in wearing this covering is so the rain will not distress them, mutar, then is permissible, because then that is considered an article of clothing. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in which he says that a hat cover that is worn like a bonnet, which means that it is tied underneath the chin, would be permissible to wear in a Rosh Hashanah. But if it's merely covering the hat and it's not protecting the person's face at all, then the halacha is that one may not go out with it on Shabbos. Halacha Hay discusses whether it is permissible to go out with a cane or a walking stick. He says, Hachiger, one who is lame, V'chein Hachola, Sha'amon Meicholyo, as well as one who is ill, who has recovered from his illness, V'chein Zaken Muflag, as well as someone who is very elderly, She'i Efshar Lo Klau, Lelech Belo Makel, who is impossible for them to walk without a cane, mutar lo lelech b'makel b'yodo, it is permissible for them to go out with a cane in their hand. Avo im efshe lo lelech b'lo makel, however, if it is possible for this person to go out without the cane, ubesoch beso holech b'lo makel, and within his house he walks without a cane, ela kisha holech lachutz, noto oso lahachzik bo, but when he walks outside, he holds on to his cane in order to support him, asur, then it is forbidden for him to go out with it. V'chein hasuma, the same thing is true of someone who is blind, asur latseis b'makel, it is forbidden for him to go out with his walking stick, be'ir, in a city, she'enam misukenis be'erevin, which does not have an erev set up there. Umisha einot zarech klal lemakel, anyone who does not need a walking aid at all, osur lo lotzesbo, it is forbidden for him to go out with it. Afilo b'makom sheyesh erevin, even in an area where there is an erev, so there's no problem with carrying, mishum Zilusa de Shabbos, because it is considered denigrating for Shabbos to go out with it. Halacha Vav, Mishahu Asur Bishal Shilaos, someone who is imprisoned in shackles. This is referring to these large rings that restrain the feet from movement. Mutar Latseis Behen, he's allowed to go out with them. Why? The Mishnah Berurah explains, because for a prisoner, his shackles would be considered like an article of clothing for him, because this is the way that he walks. They are subordinate to his body, and there's certainly no concern that they would fall off and he would come to carry it. Consequently, there's no problem with a prisoner going out with shackles on his feet. Halacha Zayin, Ein Yotzim B'Ksharim, a person may not go out with Ksharim into a Rishus HaRabim. What is that referring to? V'heim Eitzim Gvoim, these are large pieces of wood, Sheyesh Behem Moshav L'Kaf HaRogel, that they have a resting place for the foot. Basically, they are stilts. They make a person taller. V'holken Behem Betit U'Bamayim, and one can use them to walk through mud and through water. The halacha is, it is forbidden to go out with them, because they are neither an article of clothing, nor are they a tachshit. Halacha Ches, Yotzim B'Ritiyah She'al HaMaka, it is permissible to go out with a medicated bandage on top of a wound, Ubilvad Shelo Yaniach Osa B'Shabbos Agabi HaMaka, as long as one does not place it initially on Shabbos on the wound, Kidl Kaman, as we'll discuss later on, Simin Sadi Aleph Sif Yud, where we discuss the prohibition to apply medication on Shabbos. Since this medicated bandage is engaged in the healing process, therefore it qualifies as a tachshit. One can even wrap it with a rag, which is not something of significance, Ubatel legabe haritia, and it would be considered subordinate to the bandage. Aval davar chashuv. However, when it comes to a significant substance, kigon mitbachas ukidoma, for example, a prestigious cloth and the like, asur likroch alav, it would be forbidden to wrap that around the bandage, lefisha eino bato legabe haritia, because it is considered so significant that it cannot be subordinate to the bandage. Vegam lo habi derech malvush, and it also would not be considered as if you're wearing an article of clothing. It's merely wrapped around a bandage and around a wound. Vahabi masa, and therefore it would be considered like a load that is being carried, and in which case one may not go out with it on Shabbos. Halacha Tes, Yotzin Bimoch, it is permissible to go out into a Rosh HaSarabim with soft material, such as katin, shenosnin ba'ozin, which are placed into the ears, livloa lecha shel tsoas ha'ozin, in order to absorb the moisture of ear secretion. Vidavka kishu kashur umhudok sham hetev. And one may only go out with it in one's ear if it is very well fastened, shelo yuchal lipol, so that there's no concern that it can fall. Because if it falls, we're concerned that he might come to carry it in the Rosh HaSarabim. V'chein yotzim b'moch u'bekash shebesando. Similarly, one would be allowed to go out with the soft materials such as cotton or straw in one's shoes. Imhu ba'ofen she'eino yachol lipo misham, if it is put there in a way that it cannot fall out, and therefore there's no concern of it being carried. Halacha Yud, lo seitzei isha b'moch shehiskina l'nidasa. A woman may not go out with sanitary pads, which she uses for when she is in a state of being a nida, Shelo litanef bigadeha, in order that her garments should not become soiled. V'chein lo seitze besinar, a woman may not go out with an apron-like garment, shehilo vashes b'shvozos, which is also worn for this purpose, ela imkein hu malbish gamur, unless it is a bona fide garment. Avayim nosenes esamoch, oas asina b'shvo lahatos atzma min hatzar. However, if she is wearing the moch, or this sinar, in order to save herself from discomfort, she'im yipo hadam al b'sara v'yis yabesh yehe lo tzar, because if the blood falls onto her flesh and then it dries, then she would have discomfort. Muteras lotzes behen, then she'd be allowed to go out with them, because something which is protecting the body may be worn out on Shabbos. Halacha Yud Aleph. Bimkom refesh vitit, in places which are very muddy, mutar lahadbia ktsas bigadav, one would be allowed to lift up some of his garments, shelo yislach locho, in order that they should not become dirty. Avo lahagbiam legamri, but to lift them off entirely, asur, that would be forbidden, because that would be tantamount to carry them. Halacha Yud Beis. Mutar lotseis b'shabas b'shnei malbushim ze al gav ze. It is permissible to go out on Shabbos with two garments, one on top of the other. V'afapi she'ena tzarech la'atzma es ha'malbush hasheni, even though he doesn't really need the second garment, elo she'motzio l'tzarech chavero ukedome, but rather the reason why he is wearing it is for the benefit of his friend, or for some similar reason, it is still permissible. V'davka kishadarka l'famim gam b'chol lo bosh shnei malbushim ke'elo, and this heter only applies if it is his manner to sometimes wear two of such garments on weekdays like these. Dehabi derech malbush, because that shows that this is a manner of wearing. Even though most times he doesn't wear this, nevertheless, since occasionally he does wear two garments like that, then we would say that it would be permissible to wear two of the same type of garment. However, if it is never his practice to wear two garments such as these, Aser lotseis behen b'shabbos, it is forbidden to go out with them on Shabbos, mishum dahasheni havi kamo masa, because the second garment is like a load, it's not really being worn as a garment. V'chein hadin b'shnei anfiloos, the same thing would be true with two sets of boots, ubekova godo al kova katan, or a large hat over a small kippa, small yarmulke, ukedoma, and the like. The rule is, if it's something that a person would occasionally do, even on a weekday, it is permissible to go out with two of them on Shabbos. But if no one would ever go out with them on a weekday with two of the same type of garment, then it would also be forbidden to go out with them on Shabbos, because it's not really being worn as a garment, it's there more as a load.